Religion in Turkey. Erasing the Christian past. A fine Byzantine church in Turkey has been converted into a mosque.
On July 5th, the Mufti of Trabzon gathered with other citizens for the first Friday prayers of the holy fasting month of Ramadan, not at a mosque, but at an ancient Byzantine church. The gathering was a symbolic reenactment of the conquest in 1462 of this ancient Greek Black Sea port by Mehmet II, the Ottoman Sultan who had wrested Constantinople from the Byzantines in 1453. He marked his victory by converting the Hagia Sophia Cathedral of today's Istanbul into a mosque. Hagia Sophia's sister of the same name in Trabzon is less grand, yet with its dazzling frescoes and magnificent setting overlooking the sea, the 13th century building is regarded as one of the finest examples of Byzantine architecture. As with other Christian monuments, the Hagia Sophia in Trabzon has become a symbol in the battle between secularists and Islamists. It was converted into a mosque around the 16th century and, after other incarnations, became a museum in 1964. But the Islamists won the last round in 2013 when a local court accepted the claim by the General Directorate of the Pious Foundations, the government body responsible for Turkey's historic mosques, that the Hagia Sophia belonged to the foundation of Mehmet II and was being illegally occupied by the Culture Ministry. The decision provoked surprising anger in a city notorious for its ultra-nationalist views. It's about erasing the Christian past, reviving Ottomanism, says a local historian. There are enough mosques in Trabzon, half of them empty. What was the need? Chimes in Zeki Bakar, a neighbourhood councillor. A lawsuit has been brought to undo the conversion. Even so, the mildly Islamist Justice and Development, or ARC, government carried out the conversion in time for Ramadan. A red carpet now obscures exquisite floor mosaics. Shutters and tents beneath the central dome shield Muslim worshippers from sinful paintings of the Holy Trinity. Shiny steel taps with plastic stools for ablutions clutter a once verdant garden filled with ancient sculptures. Mazar Yildirimán of the Pious Foundation's Directorate's office in Trabzon shrugs off complaints as propaganda. But for experts, the conversion is tragic and will inevitably lead to damaging the building. It seems to follow closely that of Hagia Sophia in İznik, warns Anthony Eastman of the Courtauld Institute of Art, referring to another conversion. All this is prompting anxiety that the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul will be next. These fears are overdone. Restoration work on the famous basilica has continued under a decade of ARC rule, and Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Prime Minister, has dismissed worries about its fate. Yet Mr. Yildirimán makes no secret of his desire for a conversion, which he says is shared by fellow Muslims. It was ordained by the Sultan, he says. We have all the records.